education and dedication. With collaboration, it's about inspiration.
Welcome to Teacher Talk. On this show, we discuss education policies, challenges in the classroom, and we invite special guests to look back over their school age years and to give their input on education policies today. Callers are provided anonymity, and by that I mean you do not have to identify yourself, others, or your location. Let's get started. This is Teacher Talk.
I don't believe that at no age, that foul language or any type of inappropriate language is acceptable, you know, in society, period.
Michael Bozeman, you are a big family man. You have your ministry here in the Atlanta area. This topic, use of foul language in public, is also a problem in schools.
I don't believe that inappropriate language is at no age, or especially with our children, is acceptable.
And so now that we have a medium that's so readily available, because I see kids as young as, you know, elementary school with a smartphone, and they've got the earbuds in their ear, and do we know what they're listening to? Because, you know, I'm appalled sometimes at what's going in that ear, you know, what's coming out of that earbud.
And that's one of the, fights that we have to continue to fight in monitoring our children. Again, I utilize the example when I was growing up, you know, going to a timeout or punishment meant that you go in your room and you did nothing other than try to have explained to that child what they did wrong. In today's society, a lot of the children today, they are able to go in their rooms without any type of monitoring going on with them, and they can pretty much listen and see anything that they want to see. Via social media, listen to the music that they want to listen to. No, we don't know what's going on inside that room when we're not, you know, fully functioning as parents.
And that key word being parenting, Michael Bozeman, call back soon. On the phone is Cornelius George. Cornelius, you have a very interesting background. You're an educator, but you have a funny bone.
Yes, I am a comedian, inspirational, motivational, just a speaker. I started a company called Laugh Your Class Off.
Cornelius, our topic today is foul language. And since you're an entertainer, being a comedian, so words are very important for you.
It's funny because I do all forms of comedy. I do blue comedy, which is where profanity is used. And I do clean comedy, or I do church comedy. I do it all. And I really am big into writing and reading and understanding and reaching people. You know, it's like everybody doesn't want to hear profanity all the time. And there are some comedians, the way they use profanity, it just heightens it. You know, it just heightens what they're trying to say. And it's in there, interjected in the right way at the right time. I never use it in my classroom.
How is it that foul language with our youth has become so acceptable?
You just said it right there. Because it is so accepted. It's accepted in everything that they see, in the music that they listen to, in the videos and things they watch on television, on TV. Now they have social media where it's not regulated. Back when we were growing up, you didn't have internet radio, so you didn't have the plethora of profanity-laced music. You had to go buy the tape to get that. Now you can get it 24 hours a day, all day. And they're not being regulated, so they don't get a balance. And I think that's what's missing with the youth of today. It's the balance.
I agree. I think coming up that as a young person, we use profanity or some foul language to put emphasis on something, but now it's just in common exchange of conversation. I don't understand.
That is the crazy part, because my grandfather used to tell me all the time that people who use a lot of profanity with a small mind trying to think. To that very same thought, there's a preacher on social media. He's known as the cussing preacher. He's taking biblical text and he's cussing as he's talking to it. Because he says he's trying to reach people who speak that language.
I also have a problem with some of it being vulgar. You know, I'm a classroom teacher. Are you a classroom instructor?
Yes.
What's your
social
subject?
Social studies.
I'm eighth grade science, and you are social studies. What grade level?
Seventh grade.
Oh, so we're right in there in middle school. So, you know, the thing about middle schoolers is that one minute they're like almost grown, like 30. They're so mature. And then in the same breath, sometimes they can turn around and be like 2-year-olds. Am I right?
Exactly. They go through a range of emotions like within a 5-minute span period.
And I think that a lot of parents are surprised at some of their behavior. And I'm hoping that some of that has to do with hormones, maybe. I don't know. But it seems that at that age, there's a lot of behavior or behaviorisms that parents aren't really aware of. Have you observed that at all?
Yeah, I've observed parents not being honest with themselves, saying, you know, I'm not aware of that behavior. You kind of see it, because I think a lot of times our kids pick up stuff from us.
Young people, youth, that don't necessarily understand how to switch up like that. Can you see where this might be damaging for them?
Yeah, I think it is damaging for the ones who do not know the importance of code switching, do not know how to articulate. And we have many sides, we have many faces, and I think we have to embrace that, but we have to teach our students and our youth that it's okay to have more than one side of you. So you can't be ghetto and ratchet all the time.
So we're complex people.
Yeah, very complex.
Well said, and I want to get in on your professional career as a comedian a little bit. Tell us about where you're performing, how we can see you, how to follow you on social media.
Awesome. I do a great monthly comedy show at Uptown Comedy Corner in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, Hayville, Georgia, Central Avenue. And I do it the first Friday of every month, and it's called Laugh Your Class Off.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm coming.
On social media, they can find me on the Laugh Your Class Off, or they can find me at Cornelius George.
Cornelius George, thank you for joining us on Teacher Talk. Our topic, foul language and profanity in public. We'll be back after this.
Teacher Talk is sponsored by Weather Wonder Incorporated, an early learning science advocate. For more information, log on to lisamoser.com. And if you would like to participate in an upcoming show, click on to the Teacher Talk blog for details. Now back to Teacher Talk.
The Kiwanis Club is an international group, a very charitable organization, and they help children. The cafeteria is a little noisy, but it was such a great pleasure to sit down and speak with a Kiwanis Club member.
All right, tell us about Kiwanis Club.
Well, it's a nonprofit organization. Offers scholarships to up-and-coming, or actually seniors that are going into college. In many instances, we offer a $1,000 scholarship about two of them a year. And generally, we support education, and primarily children, but not limited to that. But that represents about probably 90% of our endeavors is children-related.
How and when did all of this foul language and profanity become more acceptable? You know, how do you feel about it?
I would quite agree with you. And what astonishes me is the language is there's no longer any shame to bad language. It's just seems like it's a cultural thing now. Sense of shame or remorse about it, but they don't. It's just a common expression anymore that people use.
It crosses, you know, classes, ethnicities. Or is it becoming okay for everybody to speak this way?
That's kind of a hard thing. You almost have to have. Although, I must tell you, unfortunately, it's accepted now. No one calls it out. And no one has any shame using those words, you know?
Doug Mayer in the Kiwanis Club of Smyrna, Georgia, thank you. Let's go to the next caller. Shirley, thank you for joining us here on Teacher Talk.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, Lisa.
How's your book doing?
It's doing well. It's called Turning Lemons into Raspberry Lemonade. Doing a lot of local book signings, and it's on several different online websites.
And who doesn't like raspberry lemonade. Okay. Our topic today is about using profanity and foul language in public places, and how more and more we're seeing young people with a language that has a lot of profanity, to put it bluntly. And as an author, a published author, your outlook on language and how we express ourselves is, you know, a way of life for you. But before I get into our topic, I want to talk about your book just a little bit, because it's an inspirational story. You overcame an illness that you continue to have as a challenge in your life. Can you tell us how you're doing, and, you know, how some of the book came about?
Yeah, I have multiple sclerosis. I was diagnosed about 17 and a half years ago. It'll be 18 years at the end of, no, I'm sorry, it was 18 years in June. And so I was diagnosed in 2001, and I began to have mobility problems initially. Those were some of my first symptoms, along with optic neuritis. And so life has been challenging for the last 18 years for me, to say the least.
You've always wanted to be a writer. A recent publication.
Yes, it was published on April 13th, 2018.
So just a couple of years ago. But so this was a major achievement while you're struggling with your illness.
Yes. I had a lot of challenges while I was putting the book together with one hand, and God gave me the use of my thumb on my right hand, which is paralyzed. But it gave me the use of my thumb for the shift. I chose to type it out. I actually talk about it in the end of the book, how I typed it with, you know, three fingers on my left hand and my thumb on the right hand for the shift key.
Wow. And it's a beautiful book. A lot of it very personal, your experiences. Language is such a powerful tool. The book is a testament of your life, turning lemons into raspberry lemonade. Cheryl, tell me about your experience as a young person using language. Our topic today is about foul language, using profanity, and why or how is it that it became more of a public language? What we're talking about are curse words, profanity words that, you know, weren't so prevalent when we talk about the B word or the F bomb. These are things that we hear maybe standing in the grocery store, or, you know, maybe catching the MARTA. And there was a time when it wasn't so prevalent. Have you noticed that?
Yes, because when I was, you know, all of my life when I was growing up, yeah, you're right, I didn't hear that kind of language that often out in public, whereas now I do, and it's, you know, it's offensive, and I think that sometimes it comes from, you know, the environment, the household where they grew up in, and sometimes it comes from learned behavior from, you know, just being out in public in school when they hear other kids speaking that way, and, you know, maybe no one at home told them that you're not allowed to use that language. You know, I don't know.
Shirley Merritt, thank you. Thank you for your time and sharing your story, Turning Lemons into Raspberry Lemonade. Okay, thank you for joining us here on Teacher Talk. Our topic is about foul language and profanity. What's your opinion about that use in public?
Yeah, my name is Eddie Monk. Basically, I'm very uneasy about all of the bad languages that are coming around these days. And back in the day, maybe when I was in like eighth grade, ninth grade, I used to use some profanity. And one thing about it, you know, I didn't think about that you would have, you know, once you get older.
I'll feel better about the whole situation if people would just at least look around, see if there are very young children nearby, and if there are young children, you know, hold your voice down. Everybody doesn't have to hear the language, especially when it's so offensive. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you, everyone that called in and participated. This is Teacher Talk. Until next time.
Political as well as analytical.